And let's talk next about a fictional archaeologist. The new Indiana Jones movie has been shown at the Cannes Film Festival. Kenneth Turan, who reviews movies for Morning Edition as well as the Los Angeles Times, had a seat at yesterday's screening, and he's on the line from Cannes to give us an early peek at Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Ken, welcome to the program once again.
Good to be here.
I would think that if you walked into a bar at Cannes and said, "I'll have a crystal skull, please," they might make you a drink.
They might. If they haven't thought of that yet, I'm sure it's coming right up. It's been the talk of Cannes, this film. I mean, even people who are kind of more art film aficionados and kind of despair of the fact that it's the talk of Cannes, they still have to recognize it.
Even though it's not an art film by any means, I assume.
No, not at all. Cannes likes to mix it up. One of the things that Cannes has always tried to do is kind of cater to the high end and the low end to have a big Hollywood presence. They like that a lot. They think it's a good balance to the more artistic films in competition. So they were really delighted to snag this one.
Okay, well, without giving away the ending, what's it about?
Well, it's really about a lot of stunts. I mean, I could tell you what it's about, but it would probably take up all my time. It's, you know, there's a skull that they're trying to track down, and then they're trying to find out where the skull came from. They go deep into South America. I mean, it's really the plot is just an excuse to have a really pretty grand succession of stunts and special effects and physical stunts and sword fights and jumping and leaping and running, you know, all the kind of stuff we've expected from Indiana Jones. And, you know, that stuff is great. The storyline is not spectacular. The dialogue is not spectacular, but it's fun to see Harrison Ford again. And, you know, overall, if you're looking forward to another Indiana Jones film, I think you'll be happy enough with this one.
I guess it's also an excuse to bring back the guy in the hat for the first time in 20 years as Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, the first time you see him, you see the hat first. The hat gets thrown out of a Jeep, and then they put a little spotlight on the hat. You know, it's like they know that the hat is a big deal. And then, eventually, you see him, but it's the hat comes first.
Does he carry it off? I mean, what, is he in his 60s now?
I think he does carry it off. Of course, again, they don't make believe he's not in his 60s. He gets to play close to his age. And, you know, I think after years, no one likes to be kind of typecast in these kind of roles. And I think for years, Harrison Ford maybe was not so happy to be typecast. But it feels like he's made his peace with this part. He's very relaxed in it. He's at his ease. It's like meeting an old friend to see him again in this.
Well, I'm just remembering a beautiful moment of acting, or I thought it was, in one of the early films where he comes face to face with this swordsman, this expert swordsman who swings the sword a million ways and he's about to kill Harrison Ford, and Harrison Ford almost looks bored as he just pulls out a gun and shoots the guy. Is there anything comparable to that?
No, I don't think anyone is going to tell you in all honesty that this is as good as the first one. That is the moment in the first film. And, you know, there's not been a moment that amazing kind of in any of the films, and there isn't in this one, but it doesn't mean it can't be in its own way entertaining. Again, if you think this is the last thing I want to see, you probably should stay away. But if it's something you've been looking forward to, I think you'll be happy.
We've just got a few seconds, but is anything else to talk of Cannes?
Well, people really have liked the Woody Allen film, Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Really, the Spanish stars, Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem, they steal the whole film. They are really wonderful, and it's a treat to see just for them.
Okay, an early look or listen at some films you may get a chance to see yourself later in the year from Kenneth Turan of Morning Edition in the Los Angeles Times. Always good to talk with you, Ken.
Good to talk to you, Steve.